laughing.
Dude, what would you do if you were in line to go see the Queen and David Beckham's there? He was there for like 12, like in line for what, 12 or 13 hours, and you're just like, you get to hang out with David Beckham for half a day.
I was going to ask you this because I saw the same pictures. That dude in front of him's an idiot, right? Like, the guy had to have said something, but every picture I saw, he was clueless as to who was behind him, pretty much.
He had to be. I mean, I don't care how wannabe Peaky Blinders that hat is. Like,
you're not, you look like Eli Manning at Penn State camp, essentially. Like, it's not good. Like, but he has to be the most recognizable, one of the most recognizable, like, British people, right? Easily.
His wife.
But the combo, like,
I don't know.
Be top five.
I don't know. We don't know a whole lot about British people.
Culture.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
he didn't bring it home, so they probably don't like him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I got into an argument today with my one student.
You got in an argument today?
Yeah, I did with one of my students who's from England.
You have a student from England?
Yeah. She's very nice, but apparently she doesn't give a crap about soccer. She's a rugby girl. But I said, yeah, I can't wait for my USA jersey the first day back. And she just goes, who cares? What have you ever done in the World Cup? I go, you haven't done anything since the Queen was a teenager. Like, and she
was she a big Queeno? Like,
no. Because we were in class when we found out, and she goes, oh, that's terrible.
So it's going to be awkward when you show up after, like, Thanksgiving break and we just, like, demolished the British in Black Friday.
Yeah, I told her I'm wearing my USA jersey. She goes, your women are better. I go, that's why I have a women's USA jersey. I have a women's one with all the stars. I don't have the men's one.
Not very feminist of her to be like, your women are better. Like, fuck. Come on.
Yeah, like, almost like, who cares?
No one cares about the Euros.
Yeah, you think I wasn't watching the Las Vegas Aces last night? You know damn well I was.
No, you weren't.
Huge fan.
The Euros are just a way to get them trophies because they can't beat the South American teams.
It's true.
Yeah, and then they lost a bunch of garlic farmers in the process anyway. All right.
Damn. Shit just got real.
My wife's Italian. I can say that shit.
Or we sleep on the couch for the next month.
She can't hear me. All right.
The NAFTA podcast.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
Yeah. All right, so it's match week 8. We've gotten a lot of theme music stuff to talk about. Actually, it's the first match week post-mortem for the Queen. Shout out to her, I guess. It was crazy. It wasn't really that crazy, but there's a few games we got to talk about, and then we're going to talk about our Premier League table predictions. First games first. Let's just dive right in. I don't really have a question. Does anyone else have a question? We got Pose.
Who is closer now to getting fired? The manager of Aston Villa or the manager of Leicester?
I don't think Brendan Rodgers makes it to the World Cup.
Michael,
I think the only way to answer that question is Bruno Large.
No.
He's got to be down there.
No. I was literally going to say the same thing, Dylan. I think there's two other people that are way worse off that Michael didn't mention. One of them is, like, you've been keep calming and carry on in about David Moyes. But I think he's fucked.
He's not as bad as Rodgers or Gerrard.
He has more leeway because they're actually in Europe.
Yeah.
Stevie's got two good results back-to-back now.
Have you watched those results?
Well, the one is against City.
Listen, this is coming from a team.
For the podcast, yes, I have, but between us friends, not really, no.
Well, like, you want to talk about boring soccer? I'd like to say I'm the podcast resident expert on watching boring soccer. Villa might be more boring than the Wolves. Like, they... also like they also suck. It's,
would you rather be boring and
the
win
two
games
of them are worse watching paint
be
dry.
The Wolves?
What?
Would you rather be boring and win games or be the Wolves?
Well, Asvel has only won
that's
twice.
What the Wolves normally did.
That's more than Wolves, isn't it?
That's double, but I mean, you're basically saying like, would you rather get a 66% D or would you rather get a 59% F? They're both failing. Like,
No, you're right. D's,
the D's not failing.
D is
that in
D
Ohio?
Is,
because in
D means no summer school.
Well, D is like, oh, you have to have a 70 or above. Like, one makes you feel better, but you're still not passing the class.
Just so every kid listening to this, Nick is not condoning getting a D.
Hang on, wait a minute. In Ohio, if you get a D, you fail or you pass?
You don't pass.
Oh, no, wow, we're soft in New Jersey.
Season up.
In New Jersey, a D gets you a degree.
Yeah, 65, too.
Ours is C's get degrees. That's all it is.
I am living proof of that. Kids, don't ask my GPA.
Michael, to answer your question, Brendan Rodgers should have been fired 3 years ago.
Well, yeah, but...
But who do they get?
Anybody else. I mean, at this point, anybody. Caretaker manager?
Nuno Ball. Nuno Ball.
I don't know where Nuno is.
Nuno Ball.
Nuno's in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's right.
Is he really?
Yeah.
All right. Dylan, since you're the only person that's had an intimate relationship with Nuno, of these teams that we think are on the bubble, where would you like to see, where would you rather see him go?
Sorry. There's a pause there because I'm...
He's speechless. Probably,
no, I'm looking at my table. Like, probably Villa.
Why? Because you know you can jump him because he's such a bad manager now?
Correct. I'm going for... like, that's the whole reason why I don't want Brendan Rodgers fired. Because, like, I'm trying to keep people below me.
Dude, B. Rodgers, he's not going anywhere.
That's the game I'm playing.
Like, he's not going to go somewhere else. Like, once he's done, this is it for him in England. He's out.
Do you really think that? You really think that?
Yeah.
Like, he could go to a championship team.
Nuno?
No.
Raj.
Gerard. Yeah, Braj. Oh, but I think dude, Brendan Rodgers will end up, the next newly promoted team, he'll get a shot if he gets fired, I think.
You know what? This is the most discouraging thing about it, though, is after that result, after Liverpool lose, I can go on there, and there are people going, like, Klopp needs to leave. After... any team loses, you can go online, go on Twitter, and find some group of people saying that their manager needs to be out. I went out there and typed in Rodgers out, Brendan Rodgers. Nobody even fucking cares.
You know it's spelled with a D, right?
Yeah, R-O-D-G-E-R-S.
Okay, just making sure. I figured that might be the one stumbling block.
At what point?
I also just put like Leicester City manager. Like, I typed everything you could possibly type in, and no one even like cares to talk about it. So either no one cares, or they're just like, I mean, he's going to be here until he wants to leave or something. I have no idea.
Whenever you type in something and it says trending and it says how many people have tweeted about it, what is the minimum amount of tweets to take that trend seriously? Because, like, there's the clock. I think I sent you guys the clap out stuff, which is obviously ridiculous. But there were, like, 2,000 tweets about clap out. What is the threshold to take something seriously? On Twitter.
Isn't trending...
One, it's Twitter.
Doesn't trending have to be 2K to have it trending?
Oh, I don't know. I was just throwing it out there. I'm an old guy.
But he's saying, like, if 2K is the threshold to get it trending...
No, I get that.
Like, Ole Out was, like, 10 or 20,000, you know, after
that's
games.
A lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
That
like,
is a lot.
That is a lot. Is that... That's like, so do you have to hit 5 digits to make it have it taken seriously?
No, I think if there's a collective group of people that are talking about it enough to the point that it becomes trending, then I think it's to be taken at least somewhat seriously. Which is my point. Even if you think 2K is not a lot, or like maybe just trending isn't enough, it wasn't even trending at all. Like, I had to search for it. I searched for the actual words, and they weren't even there.
Found it.
Found what?
I found Rodgers out on Twitter.
When have they been talking about it?
Breaking news.
Let's see. Today is the day. Hashtag Rodgers out. Good night, Twitter. I expect to see this before midday. Hashtag Rodgers out.
I looked at this right after the Spurs game.
Oh, let's see. The top one is from 2 days ago. 2 days. There's a lot of 2 days. 1 day ago. It's all within the last 48 hours.
I might have been a little early then. Maybe I didn't give the people enough time to go actually type it.
you gotta let it marinate a little bit.
I guess.
Damn. Oh, Jesus.
Holy shit.
Just to give the listeners
I found one for who they expect to hire if they do sack Brendan Rodgers. And it's been staring us in the face the entire time.
Jose.
Nope. Sean Dyche.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely coming
back.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I am wearing this jersey for a reason.
I think Sean Dyche to Villa makes more sense if somebody goes.
Wow. Shawnee Dyche at Leicester. That's like a match made in heaven. What do you think?
It's going to happen tomorrow or Wednesday.
What do you think Barb Tuck's take on Sean Dyche will be?
What do you think her take is on Rodgers out?
Do you think, was she tweeting about it?
She doesn't have Twitter.
We need a Barb Tucker statement.
She still touches the heart button on Instagram and doesn't double tap the photo. Does she know how to tweet?
That's such a specific dig at an old person. God damn. All right. Let's give the listeners a little breakdown, a little background. Four games we'll run through. Three games we'll probably run through as well, but spend a little bit more time. Villa, as we were referencing, 1-0 win over Southampton. Ramsey with the goal in the 41st. Forest and Fulham, real exciting game. Forest went up 1-0. Fulham came all the way back to go up 3-1. And then Forest got a late kind of inconsequential goal, 3-2. Fulham gets all 3 points. City and Wolves, usually a bogey game for City, if we're being honest. Grealish in the first minute, Haaland in the 16th, and then Foden in the 69th. Nathan Collins with a dropkick red card in the 33rd minute, 3-0 City. And then Arsenal 3-0 over Brentford. Saliba, Jesus, and Vieira all scoring for the Gooners. We already talked about Villa. I guess I do want to ask. I'm surprised you said Gerrard's name just because the tie against City and then a win. It's not pretty, but 4 points, you know?
I think, again, watching the game, the goal was a garbage goal, which, don't get me wrong, I'm one to appreciate anything that can go in the back of the net at this point. However, like, the way they play is so uninspired. There's nothing that, at least from what I've seen, that makes me think they can still do something to, like, get out of this funk with him and the manager. The longer he's there and they play like this, like, I think they have a better chance of joining me in the relegation battle than actually being in the top 10 where we thought they'd be at the beginning of the year.
So, Dylan, I don't want to slander you, but I'm slandering me with you. I'm going down with you. Michael and Nick, I feel like you two are a little bit more of the tactitional people on this podcast, whereas Dylan and I are more of the pomp and circumstance, you know. What's going wrong? Like, they have talent.
You think he won't make Michael, it a year?
I don't. Really?
No, November 11th, 2021.
Dylan is shaking his head for the people at home.
November 11th. So they come back October. How many games do they play in October? Like three?
They're done. That's pretty much when the last games are played on November 13th. Then they play the day after, because they play Boxing Day.
He'll make it that far. So
they got October 2nd, 10th, 16th, 20th, October 23rd, and then the 29th. It goes all the way until, I'm probably going to repeat what Nick just said, but the 13th of November.
For them. Oh, so they have United, they have Newcastle, Brentford, Fulham, Chelsea, Nottingham Forest, Leeds. If he gets fired, it will be, if he loses at Nottingham Forest, he'll get fired. If he loses those two games, Leeds, Nottingham Forest, if he gets like a draw and a win or a draw and a loss, he's probably still fine. He has to lose like two or three in a row, and if that happens, I think he's gone. But I mean, they lost Carlos for like the like pretty much the whole year, right? Like he's out for a long time.
And he was like one of their big pickups.
Yeah, because Mings is not all that anymore. Konsa's pretty good. Digne is like not really. There's a lot of talk about him, but he doesn't really produce a whole ton, a lot. You know?
I think I've said this before. Lucas Digne looks like a really, really in shape Dylan's friend named Jamie.
Does he?
You don't know this
more
kid.
Like Hank.
Yeah.
Does he really? Am I mixing? I'm not mixing them up.
If I had to pick two friends, I'd say he looks more than Hank than Jamie. Jamie looks more like Sean Dyche.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But more hair.
More of a quad.
Maybe I was drunker than I thought that day at, what was that bar called? damn. I knew it was one of them. Anyway, so Michael, like, tactically wise, like, Coutinho over the hill.
Sorry,
Bailey
I was going to tell you, but you were trying to compare friends to Lucas Digne.
I know,
so,
sorry.
I mean, Ashley Young played right back for them. Matty Cash is injured. They don't have depth at all. John McGinn in the midfield is bad. Jacob Ramsey in the midfield is not. Emmy scored,
ideal.
But like not very good. Kamara is good, but I mean he's basically a CDM. So like, they don't like Ollie Watkins has no service. They're trying to get they literally ran the 4-3-2-1 this past game, just to try to get the ball through the midfield better. And then when it push comes to shove, like, I mean, they could have given up two goals against Southampton. Like, it was a bad game. Like, I watched the whole thing. It was bad.
All right,
I'm sorry
so,
you watched that game, because the other game that was happening at the same time.
I know. I should have switched.
So Stevie G, the podcast is 3 out of 4. I think he's got a little bit more slack than everyone else, but we're definitely going to monitor that.
I think World Cup's got to be Dylan's new Boxing Day line. Because you have that really,
sure.
Especially for these lower tier club, lower part, these lower table clubs that don't have a lot of guys going away, they have a full month of preseason basically to get everybody up to speed. So they have more than enough time. So I feel like it's going to be like the old Turkey Day drop in freshman year of college. You know, I think it's going to be the same thing.
Forrest and Fulham, Dylan, I know you watched this one. Give me your take in 5 words or less.
Fucking bananas. Fulham is fun to watch.
That's way more than
my high 7.
Yeah, that's way more.
Close enough.
No, but in all honesty, like, Fulham's a tough team, and it's a shame because I love Nottingham Forest. Their defense is so bad. It sucks. Like, I mean, it's probably good for me from a Wolves perspective, but it sucks because they can't stop running water out of a hose or something. I don't know how that line goes.
Yep, absolutely. I feel the same way. Like, they just, Michael, do you remember? The only reason I keep bringing you up into this, because I know we've had some of these conversations, they signed 30 people this year.
Yeah, it wasn't 30, it was like 22 or 23, right? I mean, basically, it's
basically. I wonder what they did. Like, do they relegate their guys from last year to like the U23s, or they just be like,
"Well,
no, they lost a bunch of people."
Part of the issue too, they had a bunch of guys that were on loan. Part of their issue, they made all these signings, and the old guys are still starting. Like, the signings aren't really making good. So, but I agree. I'm pumped to see Willian got a assist for Fulham. I thought that's like big time. I love when old guys do well. All right, Wolves and City. My computer just went blank, so I don't have any of the stats, but...
You want me to tell you?
Wolves and City?
You got to stop using this Wolves as my bogey team thing, because after the time that they actually did beat you, you've won 5 straight games. It's literally just a bogey team anymore.
Yeah, but we completed the double, which was pretty cool, like four years ago.
Yeah. It was 2019, but
you also didn't have you know, death taxes and Erling Haaland playing for you either.
I thought going into the game we may have had a chance because we have pretty tall center backs, but I was wrong. Also,
I thought you were
gonna say all the karma of saying Jack Grealish sucks, who I still think does. He obviously would be the one to score the first minute of the game.
Jack Grealish scores in the first minute. Didn't do much after that. I want to jump out in front of that bullet before Michael starts putting it in this chamber.
He did a really good job, you know, wearing one in the nuts for the team, though, and just really setting it up.
For sure.
Couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Yeah.
I was listening to a different, like, podcast, whatever, today, and a lot of people are really bullish on City not losing this year in the league. I agree. I don't think it will either. But he said the only two teams that he thinks have a chance to beat them are Tottenham and Liverpool. He said they're probably going to tie a decent amount, but those are the only two teams that have a chance. Yeah, I don't think that's true, Nick. He's pointing at himself, referencing Man United. Erling Haaland's a psychopath. It's insane.
The only other thing, too, is the three goals. Like, Haaland super scuffed his goal, Grealish off the post, and then Foden with the little, like, flick through his legs. All three goals were, like, probably XG, point .2. And I'm sure you guys also had, like, 16 other chances in the game that you probably should have scored from, so.
Literally 16 total shots.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, yeah.
Do we still think 40, are we going 40 and over?
I still think over. He has 14 goals.
14 goals in 10 games.
Yeah.
It's absurd. I did text you guys, the Champions League game when they played Dortmund. Like, it was just a matter of time. I felt like until we scored the second goal. The one thing I did want to say, the biggest thing that they got to learn is, like, you guys went down a man and you had the total control of the game for the next 15 minutes. And the Liverpool team I always compare them to is the one that won it. They were, like, ruthless, and I just don't think we have that yet. We're not ruthless. When you went down a man, we should have tried to score.
You have a one-man ruthless band. That's all you need. Actually, no, you have two. You have Kevin De Bruyne just going to give him the ball. Or who made the pass? Who was it? Who made the pass in the Champions League game?
Gundogan?
Who made the assist? Was it Gundogan?
Champions
League game.
It was Cancelo.
Dude,
oh.
Like, just think about the audacity that's possible when you see the freeze frame and it's just this, like, it looks like a Crayola crayon of yellow just bleached across the entire screen and just one random blue misprint, and you can just do whatever the fuck you want.
Listen, this podcast, I go to therapy, I talk to my therapist. This podcast is me, you know, putting humble action in out there. I'm being humble. I try every week.
No, you're doing reverse juju. That's what you're doing. You're not being humble.
Yeah, you don't get to be humble.
Arsenal 3, Brentford 0, we'd already talked about it. Arsenal is just pretty good. A lot better than they were last year. And do we think Brentford's sliding back a bit? Or do we think they're still all right?
No. They're not. It's consistency. They're not going to pull a 4-0 United every. You're not going to have that type of game against all the teams.
Well, the one thing I will say is I know in this game they came out in the same system that they beat United in. And, like, Arsenal kind of
didn't beat to them. Arsenal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Arsenal's reverse Robin Hood, so that's not a big deal.
Dylan?
Listen, this was the easiest call all week to not know Arsenal was going to come in and absolutely wipe the doors off of them. Like, did you not see the revenge tweets, the petty tweets afterwards? Like, they've been thinking about this since they lost the first game last year. I'm shocked it was only 3-0.
They had a chance. Did they beat them after the first? Did they beat them at the Emirates last year?
They did. That would have been revenge. But again, you don't think they were thinking about going back to Brentford just to prove, like, hey, like, just kicking around with the boys.
Didn't Gabrielle tweet, like, nice kick around with the boy? Like, went, like, the exact. He just mirrored the exact same tweet as Ivan Tony.
Dude, what do you think Mikel Arteta's speech was about? What inanimate object did he compare to a team and how they need to be everywhere?
I think he went on a whiteboard and he drew the tweet and wrote it out again to have them visualize what it said.
It's a good point. I mean, all of us except for Michael, I think, have finished that TV show, right? Should we just ask him to tweet out the different drawings he has every year or every game? Like, that was the best part of that show. He's insane.
How many tweets do we need to make to get it trending that catches attention again? 2,000?
Yeah, we're 1,996 away.
Do we spam them?
Why don't we just start our own parody Twitter account and just after every game be like, this is whatever the speech was, just the workshop.
Arteta's whiteboard?
Yeah.
Listen, guys.
You guys have good ideas. You need to not say them on the podcast for other people to hear them. We need to just do them behind the scenes.
Trademark also, copyright.
To double down on them being good ideas, I know I don't share the listener numbers to you guys all the time. It'd be a Herculean effort for us to get 2,000 people to do anything.
What are you talking about? I have access to 1,300 people and extra credit at whenever I want.
Yeah, what are you doing? You should just be running like an Amazon .com style sweatshop for our podcast.
Yeah, I should be running a click farm.
There you go. Forget the bait.
I'm also, whatever.
You know, I'm not
Nick. I appreciate that, but I also don't want us to have to develop like a segment of this podcast for Coco Melon or TikTok or some shit like that. Like, these are children, for Christ's sake. Anyway, Newcastle 1, Bournemouth 1. Philip Billing for Bournemouth and Isak with the penalty. They share points. I think this podcast would tell you 99,000 times out of 100,000, whatever, that Newcastle is a much better team than Bournemouth. How did Bournemouth get these points? And why is everyone's answer needs to be Alan St. Maximin still not playing?
Not playing. And Newcastle, they got a little taste of being a good team. And now they think that they can play Bournemouth and just win. And they didn't take their chances. Simple as that. Guys, listen, I was drunk at 7 a.m. yesterday. I don't have the energy to go on long rants here. That's all it is. I'm keeping it simple.
I think we drank the Kool-Aid.
I think there's still Kool-Aid to drink. Like, I think they're actually good, but I think it's just, you know, they're not that good yet.
I think they're Maxion good. I don't think they're Big Five, like Power Five good.
No. I think they're 7 or 8, which is exactly where I put them in my table.
Dude, the Maxion, comparing Newcastle to Maxion's one of the nicest compliments Dylan's ever said about OU. Straight up. Nicest things.
OU, oh yeah.
Yeah. All right, so maybe we were a little bit too big on them too early. I agree. But I still think that Bournemouth is bad, though. Like, they're bad.
They just play hard, and that's the problem. I don't like it. They need to realize they're bad and just be bad.
Yeah, like Norwich did.
American daddy money. They're going to be all right. They're going to buy a bunch in January. Not a problem.
Spurs 6, Leicester 2. There's a shit ton of goals in here. Tillemans opened it up. Harry Kane, Eric Dyer, James Maddison, Bentancur, Heung-Min Son with a second-half hat trick. 6-2.
Not even a second half hat trick. He came on in the 60th minute and scored 3 goals.
Did you see the first goal was obscene. He's back, baby. He's back. The most lovable man in the Premier League is back.
This is so weird because it's like John is a City fan but like fantasizes about Arsenal, and Nick is a United fan and fantasizes about Spurs. It's really weird.
No, just humoring some. That's it.
Also, Michael, I'm sorry, but like, Son scored goals quicker than Flacco threw touchdown passes in the last minute and a half yesterday.
Impossible. It actually is not true.
Son, not even in real time.
Yeah, like an actual impossibility that Son could have scored faster than Joe Flacco threw touchdowns. So,
So Spurs, are they the third best team?
Yes. And also, think about this. Tielemann penalty, right? Okay, so that's how they scored the first goal. Did you see the Maddison goal?
No. It was a banger.
No, there's no way he meant to do that.
Okay, so it was a banger.
No, it was just like he just like flicked the ball into the middle and it just like kind of went towards the goal over Lloris and it went in. Those are the only two goals they got. Like almost every single one of Spurs' goals were like meaning to score opportunities. They could have put 100 by him.
3 yards in a pile of dust type shit.
Leicester
like
are
for them.
Terrible.
Yeah. Why do we think that is?
I think it's because they need a more alpha-looking coach. Because did you see the photos of Brendan Rodgers?
Christ.
because this brings me to... Did you see the pictures of him next to everybody else when he was getting interviewed after the game like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, he's a short king.
Dude, do you know how... Hang on, so I looked it up. I was curious. Do you know how tall Brendan Rodgers is?
4'11".
Oh, God.
Yeah, he has to be 5'6".
You really go with 4'11", Dylan?
Yeah.
If it's anywhere near my height of 5'9", I'm going to be really sad, though.
5'7".
God damn.
I was one off. 1 inch. How much does he weigh? Do you get that?
Yeah, no. The only other the only one they gave me is Brendan Rodgers, the outfielder for the Rockies. So I can't really find that.
Okay. We can do his weight, but then Brendan Rodgers, the manager's height.
Oh yeah. God, let's see. Yeah, well, Brendan Rodgers, the outfielder, is 6 foot, 204 pounds. So.
I never said 204. So,
yeah, no shot. I thought he was a skinny guy too.
They need to just get him. He needs to be the new manager.
Yeah, just by sheer physical stature, they'll at least win a couple games.
It's hard to believe that he was the manager of Liverpool at one point.
Dude, and was literally 2 weeks away from winning the league?
Yeah.
So many people. Insane.
Really, one very literal misstep.
Yes. It's insane.
No, it's not.
It's quite insane.
I do have breaking news. He just got sacked.
Did
he?
No, he didn't.
Shut up.
No, he didn't.
No, I'm just trying. He might have. By the time this comes out, I'm just trying to time it perfectly with when it could have happened.
Oh, my God.
All of us immediately reach for our phone and go back to hashtag Rodgers out.
No.
God.
By the time this comes out, it could be right.
Did you see, like, something about, like, how they might?
No, I think Dylan's just being a pain in the ass. With a little smirk on his face. I know that smirk on his face. It's the same smirk on his face he made when he said, I'm going to self-ground myself in high school, and winked at me. Because he goes, Mom and Dad like me better, and just winked at me and ran out the stairs.
I was ahead of the curve on self-imposed sanctions like the NCAA does.
I will say this, though. If he's ever going to get out of this shithole and they keep him, not shithole, this bad situation, they got Forest and they got Bournemouth next. Back-to-back wins, is Brodge back then?
If they didn't do it now... He's making it. He's managing them through to the World Cup. He makes it to November.
He becomes like a figurehead manager, right?
Right. Like if he's not fired, like today or tomorrow,
he's the queen. He's the queen of Leicester.
He's the queen mother.
It says queen that mother. I'm reading that it says they're.
She's taller than him.
I believe it. Especially when you have crown on your head.
It says they're eyeing up how much it would cost to sack him, and they want Thomas Frank.
Thomas, why take that job?
I agree.
What's a worse move? Thomas Frank to Leicester or Graham Potter to Chelsea?
Graham Potter to Chelsea.
Yeah, I was going to agree. I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Really? You weren't on the pod last week, so let's finish up this because I want to get your take there. But we did mention that Graham Potter's like a legend at Brighton, but I don't really think he is. I think Thomas Frank could stay at that job at Brentford for as long as he wants. No, like
he's a moneyball guy, and that's what they are.
Yeah. So, all right, Leicester stinks. Normally, this would get a lot of play. Sorry, Hank or Lucas Digne. Everton 1, West Ham 0. Neil Maupay. Connor Cody and Neil Maupay just doing the business for their new guys, Everton. Michael, I got to start with you because you have been like I said earlier, keep calm and carry on. Shout out to the queen again with West Ham. I think there's a little bit to, like, they need to be ringing some type of bell. Alarm would be mine.
An alarm bell?
Yeah.
Let's see. How do I spin this so it's not as bad? I mean, yeah, dude, losing to Everton's bad. You did, I guess, the thing is, here's a way I'll put it. You lost to Everton at Everton. I think us tying Everton, now I can't remember. I feel like we played them at home, didn't we?
I can get you this. Just keep riffing.
Well, it kind of... matter. Oh no, it was
kind of makes his whole point, I think.
Never mind. Yeah, never mind. So I was gonna say, if like us tying Everton at home would have been a far worse result than this would be, because like this is where Everton are typically a lot better at home. Also, if you remember correctly, Neil Maupay, like, pretty impossible for him to score goals, and he manages to score one in the first Everton game. I feel like, again, somewhat like the New York Jets, a lot of things had to happen that happened in succession for them to win this game. That being said, the only thing I said about West Ham before was that they need to figure out how they're going to score goals, because their team is good, their defense is good, they're moving the ball. You can't have over a 1.2 XG and not score. Like, you have to figure out how to score goals. So,
yeah.
I mean, if it keeps going like this, yeah. Like, if they keep dropping points against Everton and lower teams, then it's going to be a problem. But, I mean, there's still, like, a ton of the season left. Would I have put them in sixth looking now, maybe, if we're going to get to our table stuff? Probably not. Stay tuned. I might not have. Yeah.
West Ham's got Wolves. They got Anderlecht midweek coming up. They got Fulham, and then they got Anderlecht again when we get back to after this international break. Real easy take, and I think everyone will agree. They signed a bunch of people to have depth for these midweek games, and these people just don't know how to play with each other yet. And they're just not used to playing all these damn games. I think that's it.
Sounds like an excuse to me.
1,000% it's an excuse. I think David Moyes should be a little worried.
I don't. I mean, you mean of getting fired?
Yeah, dude. He's in 18th place.
Dude.
I hope West Ham doesn't win another game all year.
All right. Anyway, Michael, I think, is going to disown me for some reason. He's a big Moyes guy.
Yeah, it's just like you're flippantly throwing around all these people should be worried when I'm like, dude, there's like two people that should be legit worried.
One of them is.
And I don't think one of them should be.
I'd be honest with you. If I worked for John, I'd be nervous, man. He probably comes in on a Tuesday not feeling great. It's like, fuck this. I'm firing everybody.
Nick and fire.
You should have been on a few of my one-on-ones today. all right. <Jesus. laughs> So, that's the week. It was only 7 games. The Queen fucks a lot of shit up.
Well, yeah, actually, can I have a question about that real quick? So,
yeah.
Why... So I'm looking at the games that were canceled, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why was Brighton and Palace canceled?
Policia.
Yeah, it's all police. So.
But then why did Wolves and Man City get played?
Because
we're not as big of a rivalry.
Certain locations, but certain games are considered like, I don't remember what it was called, but basically tier one games, like Leeds United is considered a tier one police whatever, so they need extra police there for that game for obvious reasons. Yeah, whatever, you know, John does his Oklahoma, Texas, shoot him up, and Shank City's here.
No guns in England, though.
I would assume the Palace one because...
it's a rivalry?
Maybe it's a rivalry. You know, they have designated levels of police at each. They were talking about it on Men in Blazers. They were explaining it a little bit better. And some of the talk shows listened to in the morning, driving in on Talk Sport, they were talking about it too.
Yeah. It's all like, where do we think shit might pop off / what is like a... Right, like I think
and also, isn't Crystal Palace by the Palace? So...
But that's what I was saying. Like, there's a bunch of games like London teams that played at home.
It was all about police presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The A23-M23 rivalry is the Brighton Palace one.
Sounds like the Bowling Green Toledo rivalry. It's the highway that runs through them.
Brighton is Bowling Green. Palace is Toledo.
So it's the root
jokes that only the Whitakers get for 1,000, please.
No, hey, I'm action. Dylan gets it.
Sorry, when you guys were comparing Dylan's friends, I was the only one that wasn't in on that one. So it's a little bit of comeback.
At the wedding, we should make that a thing. Like, just hold up Lucas Digne and let Michael walk around and try to match him.
Hank? You've met Hank. You did the draft with Hank.
I know, but I didn't know that much. I thought you had more insight than I did.
All right, before we dive into this final table prediction, Michael, I don't want you to take up too much time. Like you said, you're recovering from a wicked hangover. Not only the Browns losing, but you drinking. What's your take on Graham Potter? Give me 2 minutes.
You want 2 minutes? I don't even think I can give you two.
Give me 30 seconds.
Okay. In all seriousness, And this is this as I have done this podcast, and as I have become had to and chose to become a fan of soccer across the country and even in the U.S. and wherever else, I've come to appreciate a lot of other teams and a lot of players and stuff that I might not have if I was just a one team fan, Liverpool fan, and didn't pay attention. I think him going to Chelsea really sucks. Because I thought I think Brighton are a really cool team, and I liked how they played, and I liked everything they did, and I hope that they continue to be a cool team, but I think he was a big part of that, and it just is one of those things where, like, the richer team and, like, the more prestigious team in all those instances is always going to get the guy. So I don't really have those, like, the Thomas Frank thing we were just talking about. If he views Leicester as a bigger job than Brentford and he goes, I would not be shocked.
I just think Michael's really upset that the ex-Liverpudlian Adam Lallana didn't get to make his managerial debut and his game got canceled. I think that's what he's really salty about.
I didn't even know what you're talking about, so I couldn't.
Adam Lallana is considered a player manager.
Oh, really?
He was going to manage the game this weekend, yeah.
That would have been sick. I actually agree with that too, Nick. That would have been dope.
That has nothing to do with Graham Potter, though.
But I think it's why you're upset at Brighton.
It's a cool thing.
Graham Potter staying at Brighton would have been a cool thing, too.
So anyway, table predictions are looking dope. Let me explain how we do this to the viewers at home. We fill out a table. We wait till the transfer window is closed. It becomes solid. It becomes final. If you get a team right on, for example, I have Man City winning. If Man City wins, I get 5 points. For every place that they are away from that position, either under or overperforming, you dock a point, and you can go all the way down to, if my math is correct, negative 15 on some of these people. So just to give you an update, with the table sitting as it is, Dylan, he's in last place. He's got 0 points. Michael is in third place with 8. I'm in second with 12. And Nick Tucker has 24 points and is in first currently.
Didn't see that one coming.
Neither did any of us, because I think he only won one thing last year. But let's go through and talk about what we decided to do. One of the commonalities is Bournemouth all being in the basement for us, and Nottingham Forest, Southampton, Everton, all kind of influx in the bottom four, essentially. Anyone want to start?
I think as we look back at this, we've said a couple times the last couple weeks, man, I wish I knew this before.
Yeah.
Which pick do you regret the most that you're stuck with for the remainder of the year?
Because
I know mine.
I think... Now my Brighton 13, I think, is going to be pretty good. I think Leicester in 14th. I think they might be worse.
I
think Crystal Palace in 9th.
That was...
Can I name 4 because they're all in a row?
Yeah, go ahead.
I unfortunately don't like Brighton at 8th anymore. I don't like Crystal Palace at 9th. I don't like Wolves at 10th. And I don't like West Ham at 11th. It's a real tough road right there. I think I have the order probably right. It's just probably a lot further down the table.
I think, though, the West Ham at 11, do you have West Ham the lowest for anyone?
Yes.
Yeah. That silver lining there.
I have West Ham at 8th. I am screwed.
I have them in 6th.
Oh, you're more screwed.
I think I'll be fine.
I got Newcastle in 5th. Like, that's bad. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I got Palace at 9th as well. I got West Ham in 8th. That's a tough one. And then
so is United in 7th for Michael. That's tough.
Actually, Fulham in 16th, I'm not happy about. They're going to be higher.
Yeah, I was just going to say that too. I think going the reverse way, Fulham in 16th is one that I have as well, and I don't know if that's a good one. But Dylan, I'll say this. You're the only person with Leicester in the bottom 3, and you're getting some much-needed points on that one.
Bournemouth and Southampton could also oblige. It'd be helpful.
Yeah.
If you could flip, two, which two would you flip? If you could switch them from, you know, obviously, if like if
you mean I like swap their 10 spots
and,
like
and Fulham at 12, you have to flip flop two into the same spots. Which would you trade?
I would move Fulham and Wolves. I put Fulham in 10th and Wolves at 16th.
Whoa, that's so high. Oh, yeah, yo, wait.
Well, I think the main problem is we don't really want any of these teams in 9th, 10th, and 11th. Like, no, that's that. Like, if you can predict 9, 10, and 11 accurately, you win this thing, I feel like.
I'm going to stand by what I said weeks ago, that really the 8 to 14 is going to be wildly tight, and it can literally go any direction. Like, it could be any random combination.
Yeah.
Definitely not Leeds in 11th, though, because fuck.
Plagiarism.
What's wrong? What's wrong with Leeds in 11th?
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Tell me who's better, or tell me who's like worse than they are. Like, I think they're better than Wolves. I think they're gonna be better than Brighton now, better than Leicester, better than Brentford, better than Fulham, better than Southampton, better than Everton, better than Nottingham Forest, better than Bournemouth.
Did Michael just put them in the Conference League?
No, that's I literally just read you the list of teams that were underneath, and I think they're better.
He's ready for the World Cup. He's starting to get his patriotism up.
Yeah.
They're just a better team.
I think my switch, man, I really think I want to move Newcastle out of fifth, but I don't know who I would put in fifth. And dropping them down to like seventh for Chelsea is not far enough. You know what I mean?
Holy shit, you put Chelsea in seventh.
Yeah.
I think that's not a bad pick.
I mean,
it's dead on. It's dead on.
Knowing now with the way the manager stuff went, I think that is a really good pick.
Yeah. So anyway, we didn't run through our table, so to speak. That's fine. People will find out about this somehow. I think that's kind of all we had. We're going to talk about Team USA. We're going to talk about the World Cup next week, since we have the week off, essentially. Did we have anything else, guys, that you wanted to bring up to the crew?
Here, just for Nick, I have an answer to a swap question. I will swap Aston Villa and Leeds. I'll put Leeds in 10th and Aston Villa in 11th.
Villa, are you going to do Aston Villa with Stevie G or a new manager at the end of the year?
No. The joke was that I'm actually putting Leeds higher than 11th. That was just my joke.
Right. I just want to know if you're going to betray your long lost beloved soul, Steven Gerrard, or your.
I literally said he maybe should get fired. I don't know what you've been listening to this podcast.
I'm just curious if you took a blood oath or not, like old school style, slice your hands, and, you know.
I clearly didn't. If I've been saying he should get fired this whole episode.
Michael, if you had to bring back one Liverpool manager, why is it Rafa Benitez?
Because I love Rafa, and because he tried to kill Everton. It was awesome.
What do we think Rodgers out or Gerrard out has more tweets trending about it?
Gerrard. There's more fans of Aston Villa.
Wait, how do you see how many tweets are there? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
It's like Barb Tucker's on Nick's phone. How do I use this contraption?
Yeah, I heard that one.
I wake up every Sunday morning to a text from our mom saying Rodgers out.
Really?
I love her. She's my favorite.
Yeah. It was a tough run, guys, but I think Barb's the best Tucker. No offense. All right, Dylan, get us out of here with a joke.
So I thought long and hard on, I haven't been on in a while, and I need to really, you know, come in with a bang. So this one's for you, John. What's Nathan Collins' favorite band to listen to? Dropkick Movies, Murphys. Cheers.
The NAFTA Podcast.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.